For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. A St. Louis judge ruled today testimony from non-staff doctors at Missouri's only abortion clinic will not be necessary for a hearing that will determine if the clinic can remain open. Circuit Judge Michael Stelzer agreed to throw out subpoenas for four doctors who worked briefly at the Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Louis during their training. Stelzer's ruling also set a hearing for Wednesday to consider Planned Parenthood's request for a preliminary injunction to stop the state from forcing the clinic to close. Stelzer, citing the limited scope of the upcoming hearing, said the doctor's testimony will not be relevant. He said the subpoenas would present an undue burden and hardship on the non-staff doctors. Messages seeking comment from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and a spokesperson for Republican Governor Mike Parson were not immediately returned. The ruling is the latest in a legal fight over the facility's abortion license. St. Louis police are conducting an internal investigation into allegations that current and former police officers posted racist, violent, homophobic, and anti-Muslim statements on Facebook. The posts were disclosed by a Philadelphia-based organization called the Plainview Project, which studied police officers' Facebook posts in St. Louis and seven other jurisdictions. 43 of the 3,500 accounts viewed by the group were tied to St. Louis. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson on Monday said the posts were disturbing and unacceptable, while the Missouri chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations demanded that city police undergo sensitivity training. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports some of the posts question Black History Month, celebrate the roughing up of protesters and the shooting of criminals, objectify women, and express disgust for Islam. In Rocheport, Missouri, residents, business owners, and volunteers have completed almost 2 weeks of sandbagging, and the community is now waiting and watching to see what the river does next. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
On this Tuesday afternoon at Rocheport's Merriweather Cafe, owner Brandon Vare sits with his four-month-old son and visits with lunch guests. The floodwaters are steps away from the cafe, but he says they're open for business, and after days of intense sandbagging, it's the waiting and watching that is the hardest part.
What happens now, we wait and watch the river, just like every farmer, just like every person who lives next to it, just like everybody in Lupus, just like everybody in Jeff City, just like everybody in Tebbets, just like everybody in Waverly, just like everybody else. You know what I mean? We are not special in this event. We are all to the will of nature right now.
Rocheport City Alderman Conrad Yates says he saw the historic 1993 flooding and that community response efforts have been improved since then because of cell phones, GPS, and better river level reporting. And he says the community has done everything it can to stay ahead of the floodwaters.
Sandbagging has been done as well as it can possibly be done for the moment. We are under no illusion that this moment will last. There are many variables which could lead to higher river levels.
In the meantime, Yates and Vare say Rocheport is open, that no businesses have been closed by the floodwaters, and the best way people can support the town is to come out and have something to eat. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
And I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.